welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, a monthly audio program featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist Mickey Fulp. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. And joining us on the line for the first time in 2017 from Albuquerque, New Mexico, the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. Mickey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Rob.
Was it a rip-roaring entry into 2017 at year end, or a bit of a low-key affair?
Well, it was a bit rip-roaring. Mm-hmm. Stayed up too late, drank too much, and 3 hours later I was on my way to the airport to go see the Broncos stuff the Raiders in Denver.
Okay, well, it sounds, from your end, Mickey, a great way to bring in the new year. I was a bit of a lump on a log, I guess you could say. Brought in the new year, saw the ball drop in Times Square, and then about 10 minutes later, that's it. I was hitting the hay. For this first program of the year, Mickey, we're looking at the gold market. And the message might be, I guess, if you just wanted to look at Q4 for 2016, is don't let the door hit you on the way out, because the final quarter of last year, we saw the price of gold backtrack by 13%, the biggest quarterly decline since 2013. When you look back on how gold performed last year, Mickey, what are your thoughts?
Well, at one point it was up 29% for the year, so the low was basically the first day of the year. Mm-hmm. Closed last year at 1061, closed this year at 1152 for a little less than 9% gain, but hit a high of 1367 on July 6th. Most of the movement down happened post-Trump election, so we lost 7% basically in since Trump was elected. So from that point of view, Trump has not been good for gold. But on the other hand, the seasonal low of gold is generally in mid-December, and mm-hmm. it's gone up since then. So most often we see a very strong uptick in gold through the end of January, and so far this year we're in the usual pattern.
Yeah, and we can't talk about gold, Mickey, without mentioning U.S. dollar strength. And when you look at 2016 as a whole, it was a 12-month period that saw the U.S. dollar index hit a 14-year high. So when you look at gold's performance in that context, last year was a decent year, wasn't it?
Well, it certainly was, and your point about the negative correlation with the dollar is well taken. And November, that correlation came in at minus 0.97, and in December it was minus 0.92, so you can't get much better than that. And once again, it's basically happened since Trump got elected. Mm-hmm. The U.S. dollar had a very good year. It closed Tuesday, which would be the day after, first market day after New Year, closed at 103.2, and that's a 14-year high. Most of this big run in gold, in the U.S. dollar, pardon me, mm-hmm. actually happened from late September to the present. It moved from 95.5 up to the 102-103 range. So, you know, since Trump got elected, once yep. again, the U.S. dollar is up 4-5%.
Yep, U.S. dollar stronger. And, you know, the best performing equity market in the developed world, Mickey, right in my backyard, it was the S&P TSX Composite Index. And a big part of the story there, mining stocks, strengthened mining stocks. Now, we have seen the gold miners pull back, but they had a phenomenal run higher, didn't they?
Well, it certainly did, and it had all to do with the movement in gold. Gold started moving up while it hit its low, let's say, on January 20th, a very bad day for the market. And then as gold started to rise, the gold stocks actually rose more, mm-hmm. the miners and all the way from the large miners to the small miners made phenomenal runs until about August, let's say, hit their highs. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, when gold hit its high, you know, we had a very unusual year for gold in the fact that the highs happened from the beginning of the summer doldrums. Mm-hmm. On July 6th was the yearly high, and gold was greater than $1,300 from basically late June till the end of September. As gold came off, the miners came off drastically too. The Toronto Venture Exchange had a great year, up 46%.
Yeah, and who would have thunk this? Because you know what? Leading up until that election, Mickey, everybody was telling us if Trump gets in, you better be prepared to bail from the market because it's going to get hit hard. Total opposite reaction. Wildness.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's be reasonable here and look at the facts. I mean, we've elected a pro-business, New York City-raised Wall Street mogul to run the country. So, you know, all metals have come up with the exception of gold since Trump was elected. Copper's bounced. We talked about copper here 3 or 4 weeks ago. Industrial metals, energy's up. So the idea that Trump was going to be bad for the commodities business made no sense at all to me.
Now, Mickey, when we do mention gold prices, of course, we are referring to gold priced in U.S. dollars. But, you know, you can get a much different picture in terms of gold's performance when you look at how it traded in relation to other currencies. So bring us up to speed on what we saw in that area last year.
Well, indeed, Rob. Gold hit all-time highs in the following currencies. The Australian dollar, 1822 on July 7th. Canadian dollar, 1787 on October 2nd. The ruble, and a lot of this had to do with the dip in oil prices, 99,500 rubles for an ounce of gold in mid-February. South African rand, again in the beginning of the summer doldrums, 20,462 for an ounce of gold. And the last one we'll talk about is the Swedish krona, and it gold is at all-time highs in that currency, greater than 11,000 for most of the last half of 2016.
So where do we go from here, Mickey? Because in U.S. dollar terms, as mentioned earlier, Q4 weaker for gold. A lot of that, of course, building up to expectations that the U.S. Federal Reserve would hike interest rates. It did pull the plug. Mm-hmm. Now we're looking at maybe 2 to 3 hikes this year, according to most people. Let's talk Fed policy, interest rates in relation to gold. How do you think this year is going to play out?
Well, certainly interest rate raises by the Fed are not good for gold, but that first raise was pretty much baked in, the one in mid-December, and we've actually seen gold on December 15th when the Fed came out with that announcement. It hit its seasonal low, and it's been up and away since then. So, you know, we've already mentioned that January is generally the best month for gold in terms of a rise in price. Mm-hmm. I think we are seeing that usual pattern now. And where we go from there, I'm not really clear on that. You know, Rob, we've over the last year and a half, we've done a lot of musings on the seasonality of commodities and especially gold. But the one thing we have not analyzed in detail is gold's what gold does say from the 1st of February to the 1st of June. And that's on our agenda, and we'll be coming out with that hopefully within the next couple of weeks.
Okay, well, in addition to policy at the Fed, what can drive the price of gold too? Geopolitical events, worry, fear in the market. You know, we've got a lot of question marks, and we haven't talked about this, but a lot of question marks over the future of the European Union. We have key elections in several countries coming up there, so that's an area of the world that I think bullion investors are going to have to pay close attention to this year.
Oh, I think so, Rob. In total agreement with that take.
What about the demand fundamentals right now for gold, Mickey?
Well, as the price dipped, of course, the physical buying came in. But one of the problems with gold going forward is what's happening in India with Modi basically demonetizing the country, making notes that are greater than, $14 worth illegal. So and, you know, import taxes on gold. So India being the world's greatest consumer of physical gold on a yearly basis, that's a big question mark right now.
Now, you and I have talked about peak oil in the past, and you've debunked that for us. Is there such a thing as peak gold? Because I know that major discoveries of bullion have been on the decline. So What does that mean for the future?
Well, we had to take last year that 2015 was going to be the peak in gold production because of this idea that we're not doing a lot of exploration during the 5-year bear market for commodities. That didn't prove to be true. 2016 is going to be coming in with a record amount of gold mined. Analysts are predicting that we're probably still 2 to 3 years away before a fall off, a significant fall off in gold production. But it almost has to come at some point because of the lack of exploration over the last few years. So peak gold is not going to happen. There's plenty of gold in the world. It just depends on the price and how much it costs to extract it. So as long as demand remains, we will continue to produce a lot of gold. We're not going to run out of gold, Rob.
Okay, and wrapping up, Mickey, we often ask for the investing angle here. You know, we saw the massive run-up in gold equity prices. They pulled back significantly but still had a great run in 2016. When you look at their overall performance, where do you think the gold equities go from here, and is this a time to be putting fresh money into some of those stocks?
Rob, my sweet spot at this juncture in what I view as an incipient bull market for commodities is that you want to go in on some new projects. We've seen a lot of recycling over the last few years of old projects. Many of those went in production. They did not prove to be particularly economic. So with the idea that we are in the beginning stages of a bull market, I'm looking at early stage projects or projects that have a resource and are undervalued at this point. So I'm not playing the miners. I'm looking more at earlier stage projects.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up on that note, Mickey. It is darn cold out here in Toronto, and that means it is the start of really the investor conference season. We'll talk about that when we get together in about a month's time.
That sounds good, Rob. Look forward to it.
That's Mickey Fulte, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. And you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.